Hello, this is John Kurtzer. We're on KXP in here for Derek Mazzoni on WOPOP, and I'm very, very happy to welcome to our studios from the Republic of Tuva in Siberia, Alash. Alash, welcome. Let's hear some music. Live here in our studios from Tuva, the Republic of Tuva in Siberia. We're going to hear one more tune, and then we're going to talk to the band and their manager, Sean, about their music. Let's hear another tune from Tuva and Alash.
Wait a minute, Чили вора аравара, мели едет мурду, таш пустай да верву, а башта уза темная. Атырын мачан на ора гара, мидим жанглады. Мурду уэм уэм ярым, бухам бурем, боду вилдин, боду вилдин. Уйды бой, 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 ай, бой, бой, ай.
Music of Alash from Tuva in Siberia. Very, very nice to have him here in our studios. And their manager, Sean, is with us, Sean Quirk. And welcome. Tell the band, he's going to translate for us since they're just not real native English speakers here.
No, didn't study Tuvan in grade school, I guess.
And Sean's American, but you live in Tuva now, right?
Yeah, 7 years I've been there.
So you know the language real well now, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, tell them thanks so much for being here, and it's just amazing, incredible music. Can you briefly just introduce the four guys in the band?
Starting with my left is Nachin Chodu. He plays several instruments and sings. Actually, that goes for everybody in the band. Next is Ayanol Sam, Ayan Shirajik, and Badi Dorju Ondar.
And they're from Tuva. A lot of listeners may know the band Hunhurtu, and would you say these guys are sort of the next generation band, like Hunhurtu kind of blazed the trail and they're following it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Hunhurtu, in their 20 years plus of touring, has opened a great path for all the rest of the musicians of Tuva after them, and it's an amazingly huge work that they've done. Alash now is the next generation, both literally time-wise and musically as well. They grew up in different times. Their influences are different. They're still very rooted in the tradition, but at the same time, they've been subject to a lot of other influences, and it's very visible in the way that they approach their music.
Can I ask them, I mean, the thing that jumps out of people about Tuvan music is the overtone singing, which is just incredible, remarkable things. And just ask, can you ask them about, you know, did they learn to do this at a really young age? Is it something that everybody learns, or is it a kind of specialized thing?
Most of us started learning when we were kids in the early grades of school.
Mm-hmm. But it must be clear that some people are really good at it and some can't do it at all.
There's a lot of people that sing this way in Tuva. Yeah. It's in our blood, and there's a lot of people who they don't go out on stage or anything, but you know, they sing it as a part of their daily lives.
Now, I remember from some of Ted Levin's work that there's some different distinctive styles of throat singing, like one's a really low voice. Mm-hmm. Can you describe or have them describe some of the different styles of the singing?
Yeah, basically.
Or you can do it, Sean.
Yeah, you're looking at three to 5 to 7. You know, the people who study the music oftentimes get in big arguments about exactly how many there are. The people who sing it generally just go with their own definitions. But certainly from a purely musical standpoint, there's one style, say, that's in the middle where you've got kind of an even mix of the fundamental and the overtones going on. You've got another style that's based on that, but you've got a much more, it sounds like a whistle, you heard it in that second song there. That's, you know, a different, considered a different style. And then, of course, there's the low style that you heard, which, you know, you get this lower subtone, but you're also creating higher overtones with the shape of your mouth. But then within that, there's various different ways. It's quite amazing. I mean, literally the opportunities for different subtleties, different timbres, different types of sound are really, really a whole lot. There's a whole lot of them. So,
have you yourself studied it?
Yeah, I went over there originally because I'd been attempting to learn it here with moderate success, and eventually was lucky enough to get a grant to go over there and learn it. So,
there's a film about an American performer named Paul Pena who went over there. It's a very remarkable film that I guess a couple of these guys were in it as young guys.
That's right. It's a really well-known film. It was nominated for an Academy Award. Body Dorju, who was just answering our questions, and Ian Ohl, our Dosh Balur player, were 12, 11 and 12 years old during that film.
But Paul Pena is a kind of a blind blues singer who got really interested in this, and he was singing in the style. He just took part in a competition there, right?
Right, it's a pretty amazing story. You know, he's the guy who wrote Jet Airliner, right. You know, had a good career as a blues musician, kind of fell on hard times, got interested in this music, taught himself how to do it, began teaching himself Tuvan even via a Russian Braille dictionary, and these filmmakers found out about him, and he had met Kongorol Ondar, who was the teacher of Alash, and this turned into this whole trip of him going over there, participating in the competition, winning the audience favorite award. It's a powerful story.
It's a film worth checking out. I got to ask these guys how they hooked up with Bela Fleck. I mean, I must say I was kind of surprised the other night to go down to the club and all of a sudden in the middle of the show, this throat singing group came out from Tuva. It was kind of a surprise, I think, to a lot of the people there. And maybe you can ask them how they hooked up. So they ended up on this holiday record.
Yeah, we, Kongorol Ondar, who's in this Genghis Blues movie we were just talking about, had played with the Flecktones in the 90s and actually was on their Live at the Quick DVD, which is another great source of people getting introduced to Tuvan music is through the Flecktones music. And we had been in contact with them saying, hey, we're the students of Ondar, and this is when we first started touring in the States in 2007. And he invited us, listened to our album, and invited us to come down and play on the Christmas holiday album of all things. And this is our third year participating in the tour around that album, around the holiday season with them. Ian, our drummer, was just mentioning that it's a big learning experience for us. We're getting a lot of, we're really raising the level of our playing by playing with these four guys who are absolute masters of the music that they play. So
yeah, they're just incredible musicians Victor on bass and Future Man on percussion and Jeff on sax and flute, as well as Bela on banjo, of course. It must be fun. And Bela, I guess, is getting known now as playing with musicians from other cultures. And he just did this great film in Africa, and it must be great to work with him.
Yeah, we just watched that movie the other night, actually. And, I think it's a really great thing what Bela is doing. He really sort of recognizes, I think, in the same way that Alash does, that music that's traditional, whatever culture it's from, if it just stays the same and never gets experimented with, never gets sort of pushed and prodded, it's not going to be a dynamic living thing. It's going to be a dead thing. And so, you know, what he's doing by bringing himself, already being an experimenter well-known for 20-plus years, bringing in these other genres, you know, it's really some kind of search for a new development of music into the future. And I mean, I think it's very beautiful, and we're lucky to participate in that. And it's really nice that really connects with sort of our view of music as well.
Well, tell us about the songs you're playing here today in the studio. The first couple songs, were they traditional tunes or tunes that Alash is writing? Or tell us about the songs, Matt.
The stuff that Alash plays, by and large, is traditional music. The Tuvan musical canon is extremely rich and extremely old as far as the tunes. Many of them come down from a time when, you know, nobody's really sure how old they are. For instance, the first tune comes from the 19th century. At least the content of the song is about an uprising that was in the late 19th century against the Chinese.
What's that song called?
That's the first song that we played, called Bura. Mm-hmm. It's talking about these mountains in which these sort of a Robin Hood band of people who, you know, the Chinese had really been economically repressing them, and it was the Manchurian Empire, and times were very difficult. And a group of 60 Tuvan heroes rose up, and this song is the song that supposedly they sang when they were being marched to their execution.
Oh.
Because it's this great song of pride, mm-hmm. you know, and sort of there's this great monument in the center of Kazil called Unconquerable, and it's got this Tuvan guy in a traditional robe, and he's got the long braided hair like each of the members of Alash, just, you know, and sort of celebrates that spirit that Tuva, even though it's a small place, the people are very proud and very, you know, fierce defenders of their homeland.
And then even in Soviet times, they maintain this culture very strongly.
Yeah, it's, you know, living over there, you can really notice the rest of the places in Russia where you have a similar situation, where you have an indigenous people that was absorbed into the Russian, you know, Soviet Union or Russian Federation at some point. Much more Russified, much more sort of dilution of culture, but Tuva has really... Everybody in Tuva still speaks Tuvan. They still really recognize themselves as Tuvans. They enjoy their traditional stuff. They take pride in it.
And music in this culture we're hearing here today is part of that, a strong part of that.
Oh, absolutely. People recognize that what Alash is doing and what other bands from Tuva are doing is amazing work for Tuva, a place that would otherwise be very unknown in the world and could be subject to any kind of, you know, bad influences or, you know, that kind of thing. And with the work that the musicians are doing, the name of Tuva has been raised greatly throughout the world as far as the awareness of this special place.
And anything else you want to say about the other tune we just heard or the last couple of songs that we're going to finish off with?
The second tune that we heard was featuring some of the acrobatics of some of the different styles of throat singing, interplay between the guys. That comes from a time when... the young single men and women would get together at the full moon and have a singing party where they would sing songs back and forth
cool.
to one another.
And finishing off?
And we'll be finishing off with a couple of tunes, one of them about the plight of the working man, and then the last one is, it's called What Are You Gonna Do With Me for Joking? or I'm a Joker, you know, in a tribute to Steve Miller, and it's just a humorous song about... What are you going to do with me for joking? You could hit me in the head with a stick and it still wouldn't stop me from joking. And just sort of various humorous things along that theme.
People should mark this on their calendars. April 24th at the Triple Door, that Alash will be in Seattle, back in town. So thank you again so much for stopping by, and let's hear a couple more tunes. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful tune. Music, live music from Tuva here on Wopop. John Kurtzer filling in here for Derek Mazzoni. Got time for one last tune. One more, please. Beautiful music. It's a real pleasure having him here.
Thank you.
Amazing. Just thank you so much for your music, Lash, here live in our studios. I should mention you're returning soon to Seattle on April 24th. The band will be here at the Triple Door for a show. Don't miss it. And